call the meeting to order. The first item on the agenda is roll call.
Yes. Commissioner Weller, Wellner. Chair Williams.
Present.
Commissioner Corcoran.
Here.
Let the record reflect that Commissioners Kulik and Weller are excused.
Thank you. Turning to oral communications, is there anyone in the audience who wishes to address anything that is not on tonight's agenda? Right. It appears that there's not anyone who wishes to address non-agenda items, so we'll turn to the staff briefing on future and administrative items.
Yes, just a couple items, Madam Chairman, members of the Commission. First of all, I'm unaware of any items that we would have scheduled for your next meeting on September 28th, so in all likelihood that meeting will be canceled. We'll probably confirm that early next week. And then also, the town is switching to a Granicus contract for the recording of our meetings, and there will be changes to the microphones and the recording system. We won't use this anymore. And people will be able to go online and pick out the agenda item they want to listen to and move immediately to that item rather than having to listen through the whole thing or try to find it in the middle of somewhere. So it really indexes the items so that they can be listened to much more easily. As I understand it, there is not a video component that is associated with that at this time. It's simply
audio.
That was
going to be my question.
And the third item is that there are audiovisual upgrades being made to the chambers. They've just begun. A new screen has been installed up there, and there will be a new projector system, I believe, overhead, so that you won't have that funky little table out there with the software and hardware on it for showing PowerPoints, and of course new microphones all around, I believe. So that should resolve some of our audio issues that we've had. And that is it for the staff update.
Great. Lots of great changes in the works. Any other questions? Okay, so we'll turn to the public hearings on agenda items. The first item is the Lifer Drive item. Is there a staff report?
Yes, Madam Chairman, members of the Commission. The Commission will recall this project from last year when it approved a conditional use permit to convert the three detached single-family dwellings on this site to condominium ownership, and also recommended to Town Council an amendment to the precise plan from 1974 for the same purpose. The Council subsequently approved that precise plan amendment, and the next permit before you is the tentative map application. It's a trailing permit, and no physical changes are proposed as part of the tentative map. It simply sets forth where the property lines will be established on that property. And the main thrust of the tentative map review is to ensure that the subdivision does comply with the State Subdivision Map Act and with local subdivision ordinances. The general plan and zoning consistency for this project have already been determined through the use permit and precise plan processes. The subdivision ordinance for the town requires several findings to be made before approval, and these are detailed in the written staff report, and staff believes that all of these findings can be made for approval. As far as public comment on this item, we have received no comments or correspondence at all. The project is categorically exempt from CEQA, and we would conclude that all of the findings can be made for conditional approval of the tentative map, and we would recommend that following a public hearing, the Commission moves to adopt the resolution approving the tentative map. And there are applicants present should you have any questions for them.
Perfect, thank you. Are there any questions for staff on the report? So we'll have the applicant presentation next, and you'll have 20 minutes. If you need it, yeah.
Well, actually, I believe the staff report is complete and accurate, and I'll be here to answer the questions.
No filibuster tonight.
Thank you. That was 7 seconds. I don't have any questions. Does anyone have any questions for the applicant? Thank you so much. So we'll open it up to the public. Is there anyone in the audience who has any would like to share any comments or have any concerns about this application? All right, seeing no, seeing that there are none, we will close the public hearing, and there's no need for an applicant rebuttal. And we will turn it over to the commissioners for comment and discussion. So Commissioner Wallner, I'll start over here since I looked this way first.
Well, this is the, this kind of application makes our job easy, you know, very predictable. And as staff said, the trailing permit where, you know, the facts on the ground are already there and we're just trying to codify and make them conform. So I'm, you know, unless I hear differently from anyone, I'm happy to support the resolution.
Likewise, we already took a closer look at this a year ago, and staff did a thorough job on the staff report, and I can find likewise that all the findings can be made for a conditional approval of the tentative application.
Thank you. I concur with my fellow commissioners. I've reviewed the very detailed staff memorandum and the specific findings that we need to make or required to make. And I think that's sort of the thrust of our review, is just ensuring that these drawings comply with the ordinance requirements and that we're able to make these findings. So I feel perfectly comfortable doing that. I think we have consensus, so I will actually just move to grant the conditional approval of the tentative map application. And do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, so motion carries.
Thank you.
The resolution is adopted.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So let's move to item two, which is the Stony Hill Road residential project, and we'll have a staff report on that.
Yes, Madam Chairman, members of the Commission. In September of 2009, the Planning Commission approved a vesting tentative map for the Ling residential project, which approved three single-family lots on 5.6 acres of land at the end of Stony Hill Road. In March of 2008, the Town Council had approved a precise development plan application for the property, and that plan approved the project density, the size of homes, the location of the homes, the height of the homes, and so forth. It really resolved all the substantive issues that were associated with the development of the property. The project review process was very lengthy. I believe the original application for this was filed in 2003. And by the time that the three-lot project was approved, it had been reduced by two lots and had been through a full environmental impact report and a subsequent addendum to address changes made when the project went down from five to three lots. The town's 2009 vesting tentative map approval was valid for 3 years, but as the commission recalls from prior items, the state legislature automatically extended the lifetime of all tentative maps during the economic recession. And so the life of this map was extended until September 9th of 2016. And under state law, when applicants file for a time extension of the tentative map, the timeline is automatically extended for 60 days. Or until such time as the city takes action on the application, whichever comes first. So technically today, the deadline for this tentative map would be November 9th, 2016, give or take. At the request before the commission at this time is for a one-year time extension. They can apply for up to three, but they clearly feel they don't need it in this case, and we agree. Neither the Tiburon Subdivision Ordinance nor the State Subdivision Map Act provide much guidance for acting on tentative map time extensions. They're more or less something that's automatic and somewhat routine. According to our town attorney, when acting on time extensions for tentative maps, we are not allowed to add conditions to them or impose or modify pre-existing conditions. Generally speaking, tentative maps are extended unless there has been some substantive change in the area around the project or unless it is so inconsistent with the current general plan, that it would be out of character to approve it. And I'm, because this is a vesting tentative map, I'm not even sure that criteria could be used in this particular case. But in any event, neither the general plan has changed much, nor have circumstances in the immediate vicinity of the project changed in the last 7 years in any substantial way. Furthermore, these applicants have been pursuing the next stage, the next and final stage in the subdivision process for this project, and that's the parcel map. They filed a parcel map application in 2015, and it has gone through extensive review. And the main reason for that is the drainage issue. Downstream drainage, of course, is a major issue in Tiburon, and the EIR for this project had required that the project ensure that stormwater flows for both the 2-year storm and the 100-year storm not be increased at the conclusion of the project over what it was when the land was undeveloped. And our town engineer wrote me an email earlier saying that that is really the reason why this parcel map has taken so long to process, and that the town is just being super cautious and wants to make sure that we get the drainage right. And that's the main reason for the delays in having the parcel map approved. With respect to changes that are proposed, there are none. Staff doesn't anticipate that there will be any changes to the project that would require either an amendment to the precise plan or to the tentative map before the parcel map is recorded, which we hope will happen later this year. In terms of public comments, we did receive several letters and a petition after the staff report was completed, and we've sent you all of those. And they mainly focus on urging the commission not to approve the extension or that the commission modify certain conditions of approval on the project. And as I've mentioned, those are really difficult to do at this point because of the way the state law reads. And while staff certainly understands the frustration of the neighbors in how long it has taken this project to break ground, I think at this point the discretionary approvals are pretty much behind this project until such time as they apply for the individual home designs on the lots that will be reviewed by the Design Review Board. As I mentioned, the environmental impact report was certified for this project, and there are no changes that would trigger additional review. We recommend, therefore, that you take any public testimony on this item and move to adopt the draft resolution, which would grant the 1-year time extension for this vesting tentative map approval. If you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them.
So I understand how the extensions have worked for the tentative map. My question is about the environmental impact report, and you know, I understand it was certified years ago, and nothing has changed in terms of the substance of the project. But I'm wondering about, you know, the elements of that report that would have to do with cumulative impacts or changes to the community, that sort of thing. If it needs to be refreshed, or if it's something that's something staff's looked at and there's no need for revisiting.
Yes, we have looked at it, but it's also true that once a EIR has been certified, and the project is not changing. The courts have granted it a great deal of repose, let's say, and they don't like to open things up that have already been reviewed and decided with no changes.
Thank you.
I just wanted to clarify just a few of the facts. As I read the submissions, several people indicated that, A, this was a request for a 3-year extension, and I just wanted to clarify this is a request for a 1-year extension.
Yes, the request is for a 1-year extension, yes.
And it's anticipated by staff it might take less than 1 year.
Yes, we believe it will take less than 1 year.
And then also that the application itself was untimely, but I saw from staff that it was timely made, the application.
Yes, it was the application was received on September 1st, and the expiration date was September 9th, so they were well within the time frame.
I just wanted to get clarity on those sort of facts. Any other questions? Okay, so we will have the applicant presentation. Let me set the timer here.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Planning Commission. My name is Scott Hoxfosser. I'm a planning consultant. I've been working on this project since 2007. I wish it was over too. I wish we would have done. I have a letter in the packet. I apologize for the last minute. I just wanted to make one correction in that. On the first page, under the first item, I have the wrong address. It's 1,000 Lane, not 6. That benefited from the project that I received a 1,300 square feet of the subject property. I'm not going to go through all the details of why, because they're in the record. But I am really curious why the neighbors, if they're fed up with the process, would oppose an extension of this map because we're so close to being completed and done. I would just say that, if this is denied and it goes to the council, my client's really perplexed. He wants to know if they want to get over with the hearings and be done with it. The park is not going to go away, and he's, there's demand for it all. But more importantly, he'd be fine to sell it if it was one of the bankers. But we do hope that they'll just grant the extension and get this done and move forward. I listed some facts, and I think Commissioner asked some questions, and I'll just state those five facts that are in my letter, that the extension was filed before it expired, that some of the processing delays are a result of neighbors' demands for parts of the project, and the clients basically responded in good faith. Their agency coordinations are unbelievable, as we had. It took us 2 years to get a Caltrans encroachment permit for work we have to do in the highway. The application's been delayed because of changing development standards in this time. And then lastly, the processing has been slow by the town. I think we've had 4 reviews of the application, and now with the change in the drainage standards, we're back in the process of doing. And lastly, I'll say that we hope we can complete it in much less than we did, because we're so close. And I hope you'll hear next time.
Thank you. Any questions before you read? Okay, great. So why don't we open up the public hearing now? And if there are any members of the audience who wish to speak. And just a quick note, each person has 3 minutes to speak. So I'll start the timer.
Right. I'm Roy Little. My wife and I occupy 1 Ellsworth Road here. We've been working on the project since 2003, which is when we first saw the wood and the orange trailers. The reason for our prompt and sort of hard-driving response is time, frankly. When we walked out of this room in 2009, we expected to hear the bulldozers at some point within the next 3 years. Then there was an additional 4-year extension of time granted. And frankly, we're buffaloed about how in the world you can have a year longer than it took from start to finish to even get approval to actually go ahead and put up the homes, move the dirt, and be done with it. So in some sense, my response was rooted in the notice that I got from the town, which was for a 3-year extension. So I feel 2/3 better, because we're only asking for 1 year extension. And further, I suppose did not have enough room on an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper to point out the time sequence of getting the approval. So when we read it, we read it expired on September 9th and the hearing is on September 14th, which led to my somewhat snarky comment about an epic failure of calendar management. So personally, I feel better that we're making some progress. I feel better about the warm feelings that it would be less than a year, but I'd like to conclude my remarks with less than a year until what? We are not planning experts. We don't know the law. I'll leave it with my comment. When would we hear the bulldozers? Thank you.
Thank you.
I guess the little line is other half, and we're going Alfred Road, not going Alfred Way. This project has been a little bit like waiting for Godot. It's our frustration of not seeing the bulldozers coming through. We like Scott. We, you know, we were sung praises at the end of 6 years by prior planning commissions, by the ARC, by Scott. We have a thank you note for him for our cooperation and collaboration. We have an ulterior motive. We want to paint our house. There's no sense painting your house and having 75,000 cubic yards of dirt get it dirty, even though there is a $25,000 fund for power washing your windows. First one in the town, by the way. Power washing your windows, heating paint. When the power wash paint comes off, all right? I mean, I'd love Mr. Ling to say, Lils, go ahead and paint your house. I would feel a whole lot better about this. I come down, I ask Scott, I ask you, Dan, I said, can we do it this year? Can we do it this year? We received in the mail Scott's, and it was a nice letter, telling us that he was disappointed in Ottawa to get that. And he did the four reasons of the Caltrans and the town road right away has caused some delays. The lot line adjustments, which were recorded in 2012, 4 years ago. The new home spec house builder at the top of Stony Hill, that should have nothing to do with this project, that's a civil matter. But most concerning to us is that the town engineer was potentially looking at legal action by the city of Belvedere because of downstream flooding being caused by existing upstream development potentially being exacerbated by the Ling project to cause a significant redesign of the entire drainage plan. I ask you, is that plan in place? Or are we going to have litigation with the, if we get a tentative map, the parcel map, everything approved? Are we going to be caught up in litigation until that is resolved and there are no bulldozers coming into the town? Scott said, and we appreciate, that he doesn't anticipate the process taking another 3 years, maybe only 6 to 12 months at most. We want to urge this project along because other notes that we have received in the past, beginning as early as 2008, said the project could commence construction this season, if not likely for another year. We've heard that just picked up the tentative map and expected to make application for the, this is in September of 2008, make application for the tentative map approval as soon as he, as Mr. Ling hears from a, or as soon as Scott hears from a client to move ahead. He also said the decision will likely be driven by several factors, including the current real estate market that needs to file the map and process. Once the map's approved by the town, the client has to do a builder bond for all the site work before applying the map, including the lot line adjustment for new recording. Best guess, the earliest possibility to transfer land would be in about a year. That was 2008. I'm still waiting to paint my house money.
We have about 1 minute left. Yeah. I mean,
oh, sorry. The lot line.
Sorry, 1 second.
In 12. We just do not want to see if the tentative map, parcel map is approved. As my husband said, when are the bulldozers going to come in? We're like waiting for Godot. We've been waiting a really long time. And I don't think you want to sit here for 6 years like the prior commissioners did. We didn't call the chip cookies. We had a wonderful time, but.
Thank you.
Enough.
Thank you
enough.
So much.
So
thank
good.
You. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak tonight? Okay, so we'll have the applicant rebuttal. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm smiling so much because in my work, I always hear nobody wants to hear the bulldozers. They don't want the bulldozers anywhere. And I totally appreciate and respect what the Littles are asking. We've had a good relationship over the years. I can't predict when this project will be built. I've tried, and I've failed, obviously, all the notes that Betsy read to you. The market in 2008, 2009 was terrible. The client that lives in China most of the time, and I just don't know. And once the final map is recorded, there is no law or requirement for us to run the bulldozers and to build the project. We will have to bond for it. So I just don't know the answer. But I, again, I'm kind of flummoxed to hear what people want.
Thank you very much. Okay, so if there are no other questions, we'll close the public hearing and deliberate. I'll turn it over to you, Commissioner Corcoran.
Well, I'm sympathetic to the neighbors and that this has been such a long ordeal and that it continues, and that would be extremely frustrating to be waiting for 8 years to just to paint your house, expecting that this project would get done. Seems like it's just been kind of an avalanche of a waterfall of different reasons that have delayed it, including pretty unprecedented global economic meltdown that caused a lot of inconveniences for a lot of different people. But you know, based on the general guidelines here, the time extensions for tentative maps generally are granted unless the project's not consistent with the general plan, which hasn't changed, or if circumstances around the project area have changed, which hasn't happened either. Then I think that you know, that the only logical conclusion for us as a planning commission is to grant the 1 year time extension, and to certainly hope. It certainly seems to be the case that the applicants are motivated to try and wrap this up as soon as possible. So,
I think I now understand. I've been a little perplexed about the letters just before the meeting. It is true. Normally, I guess I want to emphasize how unusual this set of comments is, because normally you see criticisms of what is going to be built. In other words, there's a concern about the end of the project and whether it's going to be there. This appears to be a full-throated complaint about how long it's taken. I'm certainly sympathetic to that. I guess, you know, not approve the extension, I think you would achieve the opposite of what your goal is, which is to get this thing done. It would likely be going to go back to the drawing board and extend it by years. So I think to the extent you want to, the people that were spoken or whether you want to put down a marker that you've been waiting a long time, you'd like to do this thing before, then you can do that.
It's going to be a while before those bulldozers come, even if this process moves like lightning. So, anyway, I do support the resolution.
Thank you. Well, I agree that I think the extension request is a reasonable one, and I think actually granting it really makes for a more efficient and streamlined process. So I support the extension as well. And it's interesting because we don't really have a lot of the criteria that we look at. We don't have a lot of guidelines, as Commissioner Corcoran was saying. We just look at whether or not the general plan has changed, the project has changed, and whether or not there's a good faith effort to move forward. And I think there really has been a good faith effort to move forward that's been documented. And then there's been this recession. So that's what we're looking at from our perspective. And we've seen these requests before. And it would be sort of unprecedented to not grant an extension request under the circumstances. But I think there's a real value to good communication. And I think this is a very important process to hear what people are feeling about the planning process in general. And that's what's so, I think, what we enjoy and appreciate and have respect for is how important it is for the applicant and the developer to really communicate with the people in the community about what's going on, because not knowing sometimes is what creates all of the problems. So I would just implore, you know, on your end to just maybe have better communication going forward. But I really, there's a lot of respect and humor, so it seems like, you know, you'll work through it all, and I won't comment on whether or not to paint the house, but I agree. I'm in agreement that an extension is warranted in this case, so I'll ask for a motion adopting the resolution granting a one-year extension, which would make the new date September 14th, 2017, according to the memo.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Right, so the motion passes. Thank you very much. The next item on the agenda is an action item, and it is with regard to the Purian property. And I'll ask for the staff report on that.
Yes, Madam Chairman, this is a request for confirmation of a waiver of a precise development plan requirement that has already been approved. A portion of the existing single-family residence at 4695 Paradise Drive was unfortunately constructed over the property line many, many years ago onto a property that is owned presently by the Puri and Pressman family, and which is designated as plan development number 5 on our zoning maps. And the owners of both properties have agreed to a lot line adjustment, which will change the property line so that the residential improvements are no longer encroaching onto the Purian property. And since that would affect the Purian property in terms, however lightly, in terms of various aspects of the size and frontage and whatnot, a waiver of the precise development plan requirement was requested and was approved by me last month. The zoning ordinance also requires that the commission confirm that waiver at a public meeting. I granted the waiver on the basis that first of all, the house improvements, the residential improvements, encroach only a very small distance, about 28 feet onto the Purian property, and the actual lot line adjustment that would correct the encroachment problem would constitute less than 0.1% of the Purian property moving over to the property at 4695 Paradise Drive in terms of total land area. So it's a tiny, tiny, tiny portion of the Purian property that is affected. Also, there's no environmental sensitivity associated with the area where the residential improvements have already been constructed on that property, and also these were constructed many years ago by a prior owner, so there's obviously no intent to try to avoid a precise development plan requirement here. As of the tonight, we have received no comments or concerns from any member of the public on this. This project is categorically exempt from CEQA, and our recommendation to you is that you take any public testimony and move to accept the resolution confirming the waiver of precise development plan requirements.
Thank you. Any questions? So I'll open it up to the public if there are any comments.
I believe applicants are in the audience.
Oh, okay. Do you have anything? Would you like to speak to the commission?
Space, and there's like a stairway there.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Patricia, could you state your name for the recording, please? Just state your name for the recording.
It's Patricia Mayer.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, there's no one else in the audience, so we will close the public hearing and deliberate. I'll just start by saying I've reviewed the findings that our development director has made and feel comfortable confirming them. They're sort of outlined in detail in the memorandum. Commissioner Corcoran.
Yeah, likewise, it's rather minor encroachment here, not a huge impact on the surrounding areas. Doesn't appear as if there was a deliberate attempt to circumvent the precise development plan requirements, so yeah, I can support it.
Commissioner Mullen?
Yeah, likewise, I support it as well. I don't think I have anything to add.
Would you like to move for
sure.
To adopt the resolution?
That's how I was going to say. It's a resolution structure. Yeah, I move to adopt the resolution.
I'll second the motion.
All
in favor?
That was the sound.
So the motion carries. And the last item on the agenda, the minutes. Are there any corrections or comments on the minutes?
I have no edits.
I noticed one little typo at the very last sentence. Was, was is just spelled W-A-I-S. That's it.
Those are there.
So I'll move to adopt the minutes. For a second.
I'll second. It's a little... I just would comment, maybe ask staff if it's appropriate to kick this over because neither John nor I were present
at
the last meeting,
yeah,
so we
right.
really.
Oh, I didn't realize
it. I'm happy to support it, but I have no opinion.
Right.
Yeah, actually, it's just more of a procedural
yeah,
type
so
thing.
I'm fine with
so,
it.
Yeah, I mean, you can abstain if you want, but there's really no.
I read them. I see no reason to object. I second the motion, and I'm prepared to support it.
Sure.
Well, I've pored over them, and they're very active. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, minutes adopted. And meeting adjourned.